Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr. We are going to rock it today. We're actually going to change some paradigms, some old stuff that is no longer working. And what are we talking about? Your money. We're talking about shifting your energy in regards to money. We're talking about what money is anyway. We're talking about everything that you've ever wanted it to be, everything that it isn't, everything that you have around it. That's what we're talking about today. But we're talking about it with somebody who is an expert in consciousness. Yeah, see, that's what I like to talk about. Someone who has traveled the world in over 40 different countries teaching access consciousness and created such an incredible energy among himself that I'm so proud to be with him, with me today. Dr. Dane here. Hello. Welcome to the Aware Show.
Lisa, thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
I know.
Face to face, in person. How does it get any better than that?
Dane and I are friends and we're going to giggle and laugh because what we're talking about is fun and light and changing.
Yeah.
Very much changing.
And that's actually the creation of money, the energy that creates it. So many people get so heavy around it and it stops the flow. Mm-hmm. And we all know what that's like. I mean, we've all done it probably a lot of times in our lives, and yet we keep thinking if we go back to that heavy thing and figure it out, then we'll start making more. But it doesn't. It's actually the lightness that creates it.
Yeah, there's all these phrases around money is the root of all evil. And, you know, if they have it, they, them, those, the 99%, the 1%,
yeah.
That whole thing is happening. So where I introduce you as being a master of consciousness or someone.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, who talks a lot about consciousness. And you have brought access consciousness to, I'm sure, over 40 countries in the world at this point. What is access consciousness?
It's basically a set of tools, techniques, information, ways of looking at the world. I mean, in a sense, you could almost call it a philosophical point of view if you want to, because it has that aspect too. But it's a way of changing anything in your life you want to change. I mean, really, it should be easy to be here, should be fun, should be joyful. And the things that get us all down, they don't have to. I mean, I was at the place 13 years ago where I was literally going to end it if things didn't change. I said, universe, you got 6 months. I have been doing self-help. I've been doing personal growth. I've been doing spirituality. I've been doing everything I think will change.
You went to every seminar known to man, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And it would feel great for the weekend. And then by Wednesday morning, it was like I was crashed again and the world caved in on my head. And I wasn't going to do it anymore. And I said, you got 6 months. Either my life really changes this time and it lasts longer than 3 days and keeps going, or I'm killing myself. And literally, I came across Access
wow.
a week later. I had one session, and that space that I started, you know, that we started with the conversation, you know, the joy, the play, the laughter,
yeah.
It was there, and it never went away. And I went, whoa, this is different.
So you, not only did that make so much sense to you and connect to a place in you that felt like home, but what inspired you to go on and teach it and perfect it and make it even better?
Well, it was so much fun. It's like every time I used it, things got better for me. And I was like, and this is what I had always wanted to bring to the people in my chiropractic office. You know, the reason I became a chiropractor was because I saw more chances with that than anything else to truly create change in people's lives. And I know it's weird, but I wanted to do it through their bodies. I thought, you know, if we can get their bodies out of pain, then they'll know possibilities exist and they won't be able to deny it anymore. And they'll go and they'll create change in their lives. Well, I was totally delusional. I thought that would happen. But
well, it's a good start.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I did. And, you know, and I love chiropractic still and everything associated with it. And yet what I realized with Access was it actually – the reason I kept going was because I kept seeing more change and more change and more change. And with everything else that I had done personally, it's like it would give me a sense of space. And all I was looking for, I wanted to stop the struggle. you know, I wanted to stop the struggle in my head. I wanted to stop the financial struggle. And I wanted to feel the stop the idea that I was struggling to create everything I wanted to create.
And funding the negative energy to the struggle, which
yes.
encompasses like 95% of your energy.
Yeah, it
I
does.
Mean, I'm speaking from personal experience. So, yeah, when there's things that I get stuck on, I almost like borderline obsess
yes.
over them.
Borderline? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jane knows me pretty darn well.
Wait a minute. I know we're probably
overly
a little...
obsess on them. All right, I'm just going to be truthful with you.
I'm thinking we're probably a little too much alike in that regard, you know, because so, I have the same thing.
So are most people. I mean, I get fixated on it like a dog to a bone,
right.
and I cannot stop thinking about that thing that's blocking me, and it's blocking me but just by thinking. And I think of all the energy I funded to those solving, figuring it out, beating myself up over it. Where did it come from? Trying to da-da-da-da. I mean, I really could be using that energy for
right.
something else.
Yeah, and that's the exact thing is, you know, you can use your energy for joy and creation, or you can use it for moping and for trying to figure out what's wrong. It's your energy. How do you want to use it?
Yeah.
You know? What would you like to choose today? And I think the difficulty is a lot of people, especially in the area of money, don't realize they truly have choice, but they do.
Right, and or anything.
Oh, yeah, that.
Relationship.
Happiness,
yeah,
relationship.
All that. We have a choice? What's that mean?
I know, exactly.
And so... what we are talking about today, it's the fun drive here at KPFK. So we're putting the fun back in fund
Yay!
Drive at KPFK. And Dane, Dr. Dane here has been so wonderful to offer a huge, wonderful package for you guys during the fun drive. It is by calling here, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And there is a series of recordings. Now, I want to talk, first of all, of explaining. There's an idea of explaining access consciousness and what it is and what makes you lighter, feels better. What is that?
Something
that
like that. Yeah, exactly. Basically, it's like this. What's true for you always makes you feel lighter. A lie always makes you feel heavier. And so what ends up happening is a lot of us, we have these things that feel so heavy and we think, oh, these must be the things that are real. No, those are the things that aren't real for you. They're not true for you. Those are the things you're trying to make real for you that aren't for you. They
example.
May be for somebody else.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, for example, like my parents used to say, my family would look and they'd look at people who, because my one side of my family had very little money. And they would look and they would go, oh, those people in those Mercedes, they're not happy. And I looked at that and I went, you are? Are you kidding me? You know, but it was a way of proving that because we were poor, we were somehow superior.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time this poor and we're superior because we're poor came up, it always made me feel heavy. And yet growing up, because that's what my parents thought, I tried to make that real. So I would be around people who had money. I'd be like, oh, you're obviously an inferior being because I am poor, therefore I'm superior, you know. And a lot of people do have this pride in poverty and this superiority in their poverty. And I grew up around that. Yet it always made me feel heavy. And when I started looking from a different place, one of the aspects of access consciousness is start to ask questions. Because
mm-hmm.
what most of us are left with, we're heading in one direction. And we've been heading in that direction so long. Let's say it's the idea that I can't solve my money problem as one example. And you've worn such a rut that there are now walls to the right and left that you can't see over, you can't see around, you
mm-hmm.
can't see between.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any other options.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask a question, it's like doors open up. To the left and the right and these walls that used to be there as just walls. And now they've got doors with other space and light and possibilities behind
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
But you don't know it until you ask the question. And a question can be as simple as, hey, how does it get any better than this? Ask it when something good happens. Ask it when something bad happens.
That's the hard part. Ask it when something bad happens.
Yeah.
So bad day, things crumble around you.
Yeah. You go, okay, bad day, things crumble around me. How does it get any better than this? And just then let it go. And then go, wait a minute, what else is possible? What's it going to take to change this into something greater? And a lot of people don't do that. They go, oh, I had a bad day, and they leave it there. Well, guess what?
And then
what?
It turns into a bad days.
Exactly. And in my case, it turned into bad day, bad days, bad months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started Access, it's like I had bummer months. And the reason I keep doing it and continue to is because that turned into bummer weeks, which turned into bummer days. And now if something lasts longer than 2 hours, it's like a big issue. I'm like, whoa, this is a big one. Because
mm-hmm.
almost everything else is gone in 30 seconds or less.
You can get off it that fast.
You literally can. And I'm not saying that from this sort of Pollyanna place of, oh, my gosh, I just sort of like wisp it into the bright light air and it just goes away and I'm just happy and I have angels surrounding me and my farts smell like roses and it's amazing. And you know what I mean? That's not where I'm coming from. I'm talking like really literally practically real people like us can actually do it. You don't have to be some enlightened being. It's just using the right tools in the right situation to let it work.
Well, it's also the clearing statements I noticed are, and we're going to get into, we're going to hear a few of the clearing statements from Dane, and also we have some of the recordings.
Oh, cool.
Queued up, yep. But they have a punch. They have an energy. They have an essence to them that I couldn't hear for a while because I didn't feel like I could grasp them.
Yes. And that's,
what is that?
Well, the thing is, that's part of the reason they work so well is because they're not designed to be graspable by your logical mind for the most part. So what that does is, because the thing is, our point of view on Axis is your mind is a dangerous thing. Waste it. Okay.
You know, well, you mean from the place of confusion and getting locked on stuff?
Yeah, confusion and trying to figure things out. See, you the being, the knowing that you have that goes beyond your thinking is actually far greater and far faster and far more able to unlock you from things. And that, you know, can sound sort of, I don't know, airy-fairy in a sense, but what if your knowing is actually the most practical thing you have? Like, for example, I was working with one lady and it's a totally different subject. It was about relationship.
Yeah.
But she had gotten married and she was devastated when her husband left her. And she'd been married for 16 years. Mm. And so the question was, so truth, did you leave the marriage 6 months before you got married or 6 months after? And she went, oh, my gosh.
How did you know that?
Exactly. How did you know that? And I'm like, well, did you know not to get married was basically the question. And she went, oh, yeah. And I went, when? 6 months before I got married. Why did you go through with it? Well, because the wedding invitations were already sent out. So for $450 of wedding invitations, she ruined her life for 16 years. But she knew it going into it. And that's the thing that I find with most people is they know things that are far greater than what they think they can know. So they don't even realize, oh, my gosh, I know that I should have turned left. I know I shouldn't have gotten married. I know I shouldn't have done this. I know I should have done this. And rather than learning to follow that knowing, we then try to make ourselves right for having chosen it. So a lot of times you'll choose a job that is where you get booted out after 6 months. And if you look back to before you chose the job, you knew it was going to happen, but you let your mind talk you into doing it anyway because you checked all the boxes. What this is about is let's realize that checking the boxes has its place, but that shouldn't be every place.
If anyone's like me right now and is listening, all of the things that you've ever has ever happened to you that have kind of gone wrong, I'm just going through my mind. Yep, I knew that one beforehand.
Right.
Yep, that my intuition told me that one. Uh-huh. And I'm just going through it in my head going, yep, for sure. Could look back and I saw the sign. I did nothing about it.
Right.
Why?
Well, that's exactly what I want to get to is why.
Why did we
well,
do
except,
that?
Well, except actually what I've learned is let's go beyond the why. Let's realize we've been screwing ourselves up with the way we've been going about things. And what if there's a totally different way of going about it? What if you can actually access your knowing in a different way rather than just, oh, it checks the boxes so it means it's going to work? Very few things where you can tick all the boxes, you know, like your mom's idea of what the perfect relationship should be. And so you tick all the boxes. You're like, okay, this would be a good relationship because this one would work for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like this and he says this and mm-hmm. those don't ever work.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find somebody you just have this instant connection with, that works, but it's not about the boxes.
So marry someone your mom hates. All right. So
unless she has lots of money that she'll give you if you marry somebody she likes, then the plot thickens.
No, you've taken this to a whole another level, which I love and appreciate, where you've reframed your relationship with pain and with getting sick and
yeah.
with viruses and all of that stuff's kind of eliminated.
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember once I called you and I was so sick. I had a stomach virus and I swear to God I was going to die. That was bad.
Yes.
And you, over the phone, were able to use these clearing statements to actually help me feel alive again.
Yeah.
And
how long did it take?
Oh, it took about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It took about 20 minutes for me to start to get back into the living. It took me about a day to call you.
Right.
But I'm like, phone. I was stuck in a hotel room. I was in a wedding, and then I had this food, and then, oh, God. So anyway.
Well, but that's the thing. That's the mind. Oh, I can't call him because he's too busy. Oh, I can't call him because he probably can't help. Oh, I can't call him because it's probably a virus. And what happened was when you told me what was going on, do you remember what I asked you?
Yeah. You asked me who or what energy was in my space? Something about that where...
Well, it was sort of like the simple thing would be, what are you sick of?
Oh, God, yeah, that was a huge one.
And it was like, because anytime somebody gets sick, this is interesting because...
Because it was who I was sick of that was in my space.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I remember that.
Yeah. And I was like, so what are you sick of? Because anytime you get sick, there's something you're sick of. And I know so many people out there would just say, I am just off my rocker, et cetera. What lets me know that it works is the results I see in people's lives. See, it would be one thing if I came up with all these weird ideas and, you know, or telling them around the world if they didn't work on people. You know, for me, it's got to be real pragmatic. Even all the conversations I have about energy, like, for example, money follows joy. Joy doesn't follow money. Money follows joy. When you're joyful, you'll automatically receive more money with whatever it is you do. Mm-hmm. You know, if that didn't work practically in people's lives, I wouldn't be saying it. See, it's got to be pragmatic.
So if you're trying to break a paradigm or change an old, very stuck habit, maybe familial, habitual, or generational, this is the way to do something like that.
Oh, I would definitely say so. I mean, it has been for me. It has been for a lot of people that I've worked with in the last 13 years. I mean, things that they never thought would change all of a sudden are not there anymore.
What do you hear the most of?
Oh, my goodness. What I hear the most of actually is for people who've done Access for any length of time, somebody will ask them, so what has it changed in your life? And they get this look on their face of like, what hasn't it changed? Mm. Because what it is, it's literally about accessing more of you. And you don't have to believe anything. You don't have to go through a boot camp. You don't have to shave your head. You don't have to wear Nikes. You don't have to drink Kool-Aid. You don't have to, you know what I mean?
Walk it's on like, coals. Yeah.
You don't have to walk on coals. You know, it's like, it's about you having you. And the more, and it's also about coming out of judgment of you. Most of us spend a huge amount of our time in judgment of everything about us, mm-hmm. wondering why we're so wrong, wondering why we don't fit in, wondering why we can't do it right, and why we feel like we do it even worse every time we try to do it right. I mean, just this constant state of judgment. As that starts to abate, what happens is you start to get this sense of peace in being you, the sense of ease, and the sense of joy starts being there like it was hopefully when you were a little kid. Now, if you didn't even have it when you were a little kid, that's because you started out as a little adult. And you had all this stuff put on you about what you were supposed to be by your parents probably. Mm-hmm. But even then, I see people having this sense of joy as they come out of the judgment of them and the wrongness of them.
All right. So there's a clearing statement that I mentioned, which is the pod and pock one.
Yes.
We're going to hear some of these clearing statements on the recording, but I want you to cue up or explain to us what is the right and wrong, good, bad pod and pock, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Them. So do that now or?
Yeah, that would be
okay,
good. Yeah.
Sorry. You know, it's okay. I'm easily directionable. Just tell me what to do. You know,
yes.
It's like, so basically it's like this. It's like in whatever room you're in, the walls look solid, but science tells us it's 99.999% space, but it looks solid. And that's the way we've learned to see reality. But what if the limitations in your life are exactly the same way? What if they look solid? But there's actually, if you could look at it in just the right way, you could actually walk right through it. It's interesting. There's a scientist who just came out with this paper, and I haven't yet been able to read the paper, and I don't know if I'll be able to understand the physics in the paper. But what he talks about, it's literally like a unified theory of everything. And what he talks about is matter does not create the effect on space. Space creates the effect on matter. So it's the space you're willing to be that determines what can show up in your life. He's proving everything we've been talking about in Access for 25
space.
Years.
It gives you space.
Yeah,
it gives
exactly.
You space. Yeah,
exactly.
And in today's cluttered lifestyle with busyness and hectic, and we're being marketed to 30 billion times a day,
yes.
It's so nice to be able to have space again. Yeah.
Yes.
And with every ounce of space being taken up in this city,
right.
There's not a corner that isn't owned. So it's nice to have space again. Sometimes I drive by an open lot and just stare at it, you know, it's like nice. But it's great to, you know, to have that. And when you start to open up that space in your mind, then you start to be able to look at the things that are no longer working and find the things that are.
Yes.
So that's a beautiful thing. So I want to mention one more time, today for the fun drive, Dr. Dane here has offered an enormous, enormous, wonderful package for us. And these are digital downloads. So once again, once you call us, 818-985-5735, and that's a phone number to call. Call the volunteers in the phone room. The pledge amount is $100, and it is digital downloads of all these clearing statements that we're talking about. Now, you can loop these clearing statements throughout the night, and there's also a full class that Dr. Dane here explains what access consciousness is, how you really can change your problems with money processing. We were talking about that at the beginning of the show. It's called Really Changing, Finally Really Changing Your Problem with Money, the Startup Kit MP3 Downloads. And this is a special class with Dr. Dane here. So take a listen.
So what is it you've decided you would lose if you had all the money you would love to choose? Everything that is, and everywhere where that's a reason and justification for not having all the money you could truly desire and acquire and have, will you destroy and create it, please? Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, puck, shorts, boys, and meons. What is it you've decided you would gain if you had all the money you could choose? Everything that doesn't allow you to have that, everywhere where you've been refusing that, will you destroy and create it, please? Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, puck, shorts, boys, and meons. What ease with money are you refusing that you truly could be choosing? That if you would choose, it would change all realities and non-realities and manifest as the creation of a completely different reality for you to have, choose, and be. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. What secret agenda with the power and potency of wealth do you have that maintains constantly seeking and never achieving? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. What secret agenda with soulmate, twin flame, and true love do you have that maintains always dissipating love for money and money for love? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons.
So those are some of the clearing statements that you will receive in this download when you get the package today. And what we're doing, of course, is raising money for this incredible, wonderful station that we have, which
yay!
Is KPFK.
Yay! KPF, yay!
That's cool. All right, the number here, 818-985-KPFK. I'm going to give you just a few minutes to call the volunteers in the phone room. And what you're going to do is you're going to make sure to give them your correct email address. Muy importante. You have to give them your email address, and you will be able to download these, and you're going to get a PDF that explains more about what access consciousness is, more of the concepts around it. You're going to get these clearing statements. Now, what I did is I downloaded it onto my phone. I put earphones in, and I just listen to it before I fall asleep so that my mind can start to unravel issues. There is an energy and a frequency we're going to speak about in just a minute comes in when you listen to the clearing statements that starts to unravel issues and create more space. There's states of confusion that arise that enables your mind to achieve a higher order, otherwise known as chaos. There's so many things that happen when you listen to these clearing statements. You hear it in a different way every single time. They loop over and over and over again. So you allow your unconscious mind to start to work things out. You realize the more relaxed you get, you realize that you've had judgments around money. You've had from all perspectives of limiting beliefs around money. And this is your opportunity to clear them. And we're talking about at the unconscious level and the conscious level. Tell me a little bit about the class that they're going to be getting as well.
This one actually has practical tools for literally practical things you can do to start changing your money situation now. That's why I called it finally really changing your problem with money. You know,
and for real.
Yeah, for real. Exactly. No, really.
No,
like,
really.
Do it really this time.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. And literally, it has practical tools. Like, for example, one of the things that's in there is carry the amount of money a rich person would carry in your wallet at all times in cash. So, for example, if you had all the money in the world, how much cash would you have? Well, when I first heard this, I went, well, $500. And so I took, you know, $500, put it in my wallet and never spent it. So every time I'd spend $20 for groceries, I'd look and I had $500 that I wasn't spending. What it does, it takes you out of the idea that money is just for spending and that you can't have money, and puts you into the realm of having money, which is what all wealthy people have, but none of them are talking about. They actually have a willingness to have money. Everybody else has a willingness to get it and spend it.
Right. And also there's a willingness for money to flow. And so for, you know, charitable donations to be given, or
yes,
supporting a station like this, or anything. There's no scarcity. There's no lack where it comes to wealth and abundance.
Yeah, and there really shouldn't be. I mean, if you look at, you know, the empty lot you were talking about. I mean, if there's a lot that's empty, nature fills it real quick.
Yes, it does.
You know, with plants and trees and animals and all kinds,
yes,
of stuff.
Yes.
It's just us in our thick heads that can't seem to get what it's actually all about. And the difficulty is we've all grown up with so many points of view that we just picked up almost by osmosis. You know, from the time you're a little kid, you're picking up mom and dad's points of view energetically, mm-hmm, even, mm-hmm, even if they don't say something. Like, for example, if you grow up around a family where they're really stressed about money, you pick up on that energy all the time, and you wonder why you're always stressed about money, even when it feels like you've finally got enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because that's what you grew up around. That's what you were handed when you got this body and these people. Well, these clearing statements, actually, what it does is the Pak and Pod part of it is literally going back to the point of creation of wherever you locked in place that limited point of view in the first place and ask it to unlock. It's like if you had a big tree in your yard and you wanted to get rid of it, this tree of monetary limitation, let's say. You know, you're on the path of your life, and on the right side is a mountain and on the left side is a big cliff, and right in front of you is this big old tree that you can't go around because there's no way to get around it, mm-hmm, and you got to deal with it. Well, you can either come in and cut it down and hope to get all of it and hope it doesn't regrow later on down the road, or what if almost magically, but actually using the laws of physics, which is interesting because physics is actually proven now that you can go back and do this.
Everything is energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so what it is imagine you could follow a leaf down the branch, down the trunk, and go back in time to where the seed started and vaporize the seed out of existence. Bye-bye tree. Nothing to clean up, nothing to worry about later. It's just gone.
What if?
And this is literally using this technology to do it.
That is a great analogy on how this works. That is a great analogy. It's a leap of faith through the laws of physics backwards.
Right, exactly. I love it. It's cool. A leap of faith through the laws of physics backwards.
I love it. It's great.
That's cool.
All right, here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. And I will remind you that this is a $100 donation to the station, and you can ask the volunteers in the phone room if you can split that up over payments. It's like $10 a month. You can ask them if you can do that. There's no interest, of course. This is just a donation to KPFK, and this is to keep this incredible station rolling in the most beautiful way. There are no commercial-free radio stations left in the Los Angeles real estate of radio. There will not be, not in this time and day. This station has existed this way for 50 years.
Wow.
50 years.
Wow.
90% volunteer run, right? In this economy, does that exist? No, it exists because of passion, because of mission, because of community, because of love. It exists because of making a difference. It exists because of the burning desires in every single programmer and listener of this radio community that we're a part of. So that is why we have these fund drives, and we appreciate deeply, deeply your donations. So please keep it going here. Keep this mission rolling on KPFK. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. Give us a call. This is a $100 donation to the station. And the great thing is, no shipping, nothing getting lost in the mail, no trying to figure it out. In the end, you just get the downloads, which is great. You need to give your correct email address to the volunteers in the phone room. Ask them if you can split it up into payments. However that works out for you, great. It's $100. We made the donation low so that you can have access to Access Consciousness. Again, the number 818-985-KPFK. So let me see, about 10 people give us a call right now and change your money situation. Change your programming, just like Dane just beautifully explained. Go back to the root or the seed of where that programming was created and change it on the cosmic level. 818-985-KPFK. Now, speaking of cosmic level, these clearing statements, they come from another place in a sense, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And what place would that be?
That's a great question.
It's not even a place.
All I know is it's not from here. You know, the whole conversation behind Access Consciousness, the whole creation of it, where it's headed, what it's about, is truly from beyond here. You know, it's interesting. I work with so many people, and it's kind of like most people are sort of living in the box of their lives. And certain people have done a lot of work to get out of that box, and they finally bust out of the box, and they look around like, oh, my God, it's not just a box. I'm in a labyrinth. You know, and they're like, oh, man, and now they're running in this labyrinth now that they're out of the box and they feel like they can't get anywhere. And some people work really, 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 really hard, and they finally bust out of the labyrinth. They're like, finally, I'm free. And they look around. And they're like, I'm in an upside-down fishbowl. I'm in the friggin' Truman Show, you know, so they're still not free. What access is it's out of the box, it's out of the labyrinth, it's out of the upside-down fishbowl. It's looking from beyond this reality at what would be possible if we didn't have to make what is in this reality that limits us real anymore. And we could go, okay, what would I like to create beyond everything I've seen so far?
Why do we need the different languaging in the clearing statements?
Basically because it works most effectively. You know, the clearing statement, those, the right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and meons, there's an explanation of it.
Right, but, which you guys will get in the PDF, by the way.
Yeah, you'll get it in the PDF. And the thing is, it literally is short form for about 6 pages of material. Well, rather than sitting through and reading 6 pages of material, we do it like this because we can get the most bang for our buck as quickly as possible. And that's really what it's about. Let's create massive change really quickly.
So the good point. So the that's the essence of a lot of access. So it's the energy is infused within the clearing statements. And not only are you having that massive energy infused within those clearing statements, but the phrases and the words and the questions that you're asking ahead of time are what change and shake up realities even more.
Yes, very much so.
So those sentences are loaded with energy, with dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, they really
They break up. And they break up old systems.
They break up old systems rather dynamically.
If I were to look at it energetically, that's what it is.
I mean, I had a lady who called. I was, you know, on a telecall just before this. And this lady called in and she said, "Dr. Dane, I want to thank you so much." I'm like, "Cool, why?" She said, "Well, my son was told he needed to get glasses. We went in for the prescription. I didn't fill the prescription because I felt like there was something off about it. So I didn't fill it. And then I heard you on one of the programs you were doing, and you gave this lady a suggestion for how to help her daughter's eyesight. And I did what you told her to do on her daughter. I did it on my son. We went back to the optometrist 3 weeks later, and he says, 'Wow, this is weird. This prescription was totally wrong. You don't need glasses.'"
Eyesight?
Eyesight.
You helped somebody change their eyesight?
Oh, they changed it.
Of course.
I just gave them the tool.
What would that
be? Well, there's ways of doing it, you know, but it was using some specific words and this clearing statement.
Really?
Yeah, which is why I say it doesn't exist in the box, in the labyrinth, in the upside down fishbowl. It exists from someplace else.
Wow.
And I don't know how to explain that because also for me, it's the most practical stuff that there is. I mean, I see people go from depressed. There was one lady who came to do some of the Access Consciousness classes, and she went through the first 4 classes. Now, she was on, I think, 7 or 8 different medications, half of them antidepressants, half of them other things. And she literally, with her doctor's help, got off of them all after the 4th class. Why? Because we had changed something in her energy, if you will, something in her body, something in her biochemistry changed, because we are the ones who create what shows up. Even in our body, we just have never been taught that. And so what I would like people to know is, I know it sounds weird, but if you didn't have to figure it out, what else could be possible? Because this is not figure outable, unfortunately.
Well, also, think about the strong will that we have as human beings.
Yes.
And how we use that will to box ourselves in, to cause sickness, to inflict illnesses upon ourselves.
Yes.
Because of the tension and the stress that we put ourselves under.
Yeah.
I have been to one of Dane's classes and literally watched him unravel a woman's belief around her body and her money being sick. And she got out of her wheelchair. I'll never forget that.
That was amazing. Wasn't
She's
that awesome?
Trini.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll always remember her. Her beautiful love. She's so beautiful. But I've seen you do that again and again. And it's one of those things where it gets people to their core.
Yeah.
And I love that because the name of Dane's book is Being You, Changing the World. So it's being back to being your authentic self. What is true makes you feel lighter.
Yes.
It's changing and unraveling where you didn't think change and unraveling was possible.
Yeah.
I want to listen to a few more of the clearing statements. In the meantime, I want you to give us a call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. This is a $100 donation to this beautiful station, KPFK, which gives back to you. This is really the gift that gives back to you, because what will be unlocked and what will be changed even while you sleep is what else is possible, right? So much is. So it's really a way to dynamically increase the change in your world. And it's through verbal processing, it's downloads, it's all these things that assist you in starting to receive money. Receive is a big point that's given here too. With ease. And you can listen, even if you're driving, you can listen to it while you drive. You can, that's actually the better. I mean, the more you listen, the better, the more change that will happen. So how willing are you to change your reality? This could also apply to relationships. This could apply to jobs. This could apply to anything, because relationships get tied to money. Think about that. How many relationships have you taken or not to have been involved? How much does money cause divorces?
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah, and I mean, truly. And
huge.
It's one of the biggest causes of divorce, actually. That and children. Stepchildren, usually. Mm. It's like, wow. Isn't that interesting?
Let's change all that, too.
Yeah.
All right. 818-985-KPFK. All right. So we had 10 lines lit up just a minute ago when I gave you an opportunity to call. And I know that you love listening to Dr. Dane, and so do I. So let's get a chance to light those phone lines back up again. 818-985-KPFK. It's $100 donation to the station, and you can ask the volunteers in the phone room if they can break it down into payments. $10 a month comes off of your credit card. You need a credit card for that type of payment program. So you will get these downloads, the information. It's very easy. You'll get a link in your email box. You just download the link. Easy. You can put it on your PDA, your phone, your computer, your whatever you're listening to. You can just pull it up anywhere because it's easy. Great, easy technology. So the number again, 818-985-KPFK. You're not going into some long rabbit hole of a domain. You're just easy. You get a link. So 818-985-KPFK. You don't have to be super techie to figure out these MP3 downloads. We've created them at KPFK for ease. So we don't have to worry about shipping and things getting lost in the mail or not being received. There's full tech support, too, with our wonderful programmers here at KPFK. And so it's very easy for you. 818-985-KPFK. You do need a computer. You do need an email address. You can create those for free also. All right. Again, the phone number, 818-985-KPFK. And this is really, finally, for real, changing your problem with money processing. Now, why do you use the word money processing?
Well, the thing is, the processing is this, you know, where we ask questions to change things. Like, for example, how many judgments do you have that keep you from having all the money you'd really like to have?
Judgments. And,
you know, like, because what happens when you judge something, nothing that doesn't match your judgment can come into your reality.
Example. What? Give me an example, right?
Well, let's say you judge yourself as not good at math, for example.
Right.
Are you ever going to be able to be good at math? No, because you've decided you're not. I mean, the number of times I worked with somebody who was told that they were always going to be poor by their family, and that's what they've created. And I said, cool. Did that make you feel lighter when they said it the first time? No, it felt heavy. That's why I thought it must be real. I said, no, because it feels heavy, you know it's actually a lie for you.
That's so limiting. Yeah.
And we undo it. And so I say, okay, so everything you bought with that, will you now undo it? And they go, sure. And I go, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and meons. Ask them how they feel. They're like, wow, I feel light. I'm like, cool. How do you feel about money? Think about money. Oh, it's not a stress anymore. And literally, I mean, sometimes it's that quick for somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's why there's so many different kinds of processes on this loop of processes. But the other thing that they get also is this class that is, you know, over an hour long of specifically us going into the stuff that is limiting people about money and then undoing it in real time. So you get the benefit of all the people that were in the class and what they got too.
See, now, especially in this entrepreneurial age that we're in right now, where people have their day jobs and they create side jobs as well.
Yes.
Because they have either a passion about something, or that's just the economic environment we're in, or they want to have more freedom or whatsoever. And so people say, oh, I could never do that. I don't have the money to start something like that. I'll never make money at that. How do I market? All those limiting beliefs around creating your own thing.
Yes.
Is it gets disappeared.
Yes, and that's exactly it.
Which is really cool. So the clearing statement is explained in this. The class is there for you. The tools are there for you. So give us a call. 818-985-KPFK. People are calling in and they're loving this. There's another really cool question to people that you get to ask yourself. And all of this is unlocked through a series of questions and deprogramming. But I want to have you get an opportunity to call us. 818-985-KPFK. I have 7 people on the line right now. Let's go for 8 people to call us right now. And this, again, is your opportunity to finally really completely, for real. Change your problems with money processing. There's a class that you're going to get, which is an MP3 download, and the really great, enormous value. By the way, speaking of value, this is sold on Dane's website for $200 and something.
Yeah.
So this is a real, true value. I forgot to mention that. That this is, the class alone is $150. The clearing loops are about $100. So you get $250 worth of value in a $100 donation to the station, which we are very grateful for. Thank you.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, and this is an example of what's possible when people come together.
Yeah.
And when it's not actually about the money, it actually can contribute to even more sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And also, I welcome you into the world of Access Consciousness. It is for real. It is a beautiful, beautiful resonance. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. And ask the volunteers in the fund drive room there if you can split it up over to payments. $10 a month. It's $250 worth of value for a $100 donation to the station. Break it down. $10 a month. Guess what you get? Unlimited access to your financial freedom.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Change, baby, change.
Change, I mean.
Because life ought to be a lot more fun, and when you're struggling with money, it sucks.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know.
So how does it get any better than this?
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And what else is possible?
Yes.
And what's it going to take to change it?
Yes.
Oh, and can I make a donation?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Really?
I got the credit card, yeah.
Oh, you're so cool. That's your product. Just you're making a flat-out donation.
I know, awesome. I don't need the
Thank
product,
you.
Actually. I'm just going to make the
Thank
donation.
You.
I know where I can get the product. And a few awesome. Other ones if I want it. You
awesome.
Know.
Wonderful. 818-985-5735. We'll get you a t-shirt.
But I don't want to just make 100. I want to make 1,000.
What?
Yeah.
Are you
guys,
kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, my God. You are such a love.
What you guys are doing here is awesome.
Aww,
are you kidding?
You
this
get
is,
it, huh?
Yeah, I get it. See?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Wow. That's you know? Beautiful. Without effort. Gorgeous. That is, thank you. Thank you.
You. Are so
That's
welcome.
A cool energy to match, by the way.
My
just
great
whipped
pleasure.
Out the credit card and he's, hey, can I contribute to you? You ask that all the time. How can I contribute to you?
Yeah.
I get those texts from you. My sweet dear friend, how can I contribute to you? I'm like, what? Really?
Wait.
Huh? And it does have a lot to do with being able to receive. So.
Yeah. Well, when you can receive, the thing is you're filled up enough to be able to gift. You know?
Ugh.
And a lot of us have been taught, yeah. And this is actually one thing about the money too, is a lot of us have been taught that we can't receive, that it's either a bad thing or that other people won't receive if we do. What if those are all lies? Because do they make you feel lighter or heavier when you hear them?
Oh.
Heavier.
Women particularly have a hard time receiving. We're just give, and when we can't give anymore, we give more.
And men, exactly.
Too, yeah.
Also.
Okay.
But what it is it's actually the kind, caring
thank
men of the
that.
World that are the ones that have such a difficult time receiving.
That might have been a judgment that I had, so thank you.
Maybe,
for that.
But, you know, but when that's, and but that's the thing that happens is when that's what you've seen over the course of your life, that's what you start to believe reality is. And what I'd say is let's look from a totally different place at what reality is.
Yeah.
And let's look at what it can be. And let's actually create a different financial reality, because that, if we created a different financial reality, that alone would change the space available, the judgment, the points of view of so many people. And if you're somebody who's wanted to change the world, my question to you is, can you change the world more with no money or with a lot of money?
Can we talk about fundraising for a second?
Yeah.
When people are asking for money during fund drives, sometimes I have a hard time on the station saying, you know, can you donate again?
Right.
Because people have donated, but I also make it a point to bring real huge value to people.
Yeah.
But I do have a little bit of an issue around that. What is that asking for money issue?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest ones there is. It's like literally
totally.
People, you know, the people will do work, but they'll never ask for the money for it. You know, so many
right.
people, especially people who are sort of the
practitioners
seekers.
And yeah. yes, yes.
Yeah. And what they'll do is the thing is when you're one of these seekers, when you're I call them the humanoids of the world. The humanoids are the ones who are always in judgment of themselves and think they're wrong, always wondering why they don't fit in. And yet the only person they really ever judge is themselves.
Uh-huh.
But they're the seekers of the world. The people like Da Vinci, for example, great example of the humanoid. Galileo, Shakespeare, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. Humanoids of the world. People are like, oh, how does it get any better than this?
Yeah.
What's their point of view? But it's those people that have the difficulty asking for money. And the other thing is they can't do anything just for money. There are a lot of people in the world that can. That's not you. And it's not the people listening right now.
Well, there's a belief that so someone who channels angels or has, you know, information from God, how do you charge money for something like that? I hear this a lot from my angel channelers. And
right. How do you charge money for something like that? Well, let's see. Does a psychiatrist have a skill?
Yes.
Do they charge a lot of money?
Yes.
Right. And you're not, for what reason? Why should you not be able to eat? Because you have a capacity to access a higher vibrational energy or access angels or something like that. You should not be paid for what reason? See, what I've realized is one of the things I used to have the same problem. I used to not be able to ask for money. And I realized money is actually the byproduct. For somebody like somebody who channels angels or whatever, what happens is their gift is in seeing the gift they give to their clients and seeing the change that occurs. Same thing for me. But you have to be willing to ask for the money too. So one of the things I say to people is like, we're going to do this 10 times. Ask this question. Can I have the money now, please? 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 Now, that was only 5 times. But even after asking it, you notice there gets this lightness in your world because we've been taught that it's somehow bad and wrong to ask for money. But what makes money inherently evil again? It's these little pieces of paper.
Think about the angel frequency being such a high vibration and then the money frequency being such a low vibration.
Is it?
Yeah. Is there a
judgment? Or is that a judgment?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of the weird things that really blew me away when I first started doing Access Consciousness and using the tools. In one of the first classes I was in, the facilitator asked me, so is there really any such thing as bad energy and good energy, or is there just energy? And is it just our point of view that makes it so? And I just about fell off my chair because I had spent my life perfecting my awareness of negative energy and showing how superior I was because I knew what was negative and other people did not. And I was not going to let that negative energy into my space. And I literally sort of talked like that when I talked about it because I was so uptight that I sort of had to, you know, sort of contract. Well, actually, I was contracting my sphincter to make that noise. But that's another story for another time. You know what I mean? But it was like, and I hear these people say, you know, oh, well, that's negative energy. I'm like, really? Is it actually negative or is energy energy? And is that your judgment that makes it so? And what if we've been taught to judge when really we should be in question?
Yeah.
Really, we should go, is there really anything negative about it? Is money really a lower vibration? Is a dollar bill a lower vibration than an angel? I mean, really?
Wow. Never thought about it that way.
And if every molecule has consciousness, which every molecule does, and even science is now beginning to prove this, every molecule has consciousness, and it's actually the space between the molecules that is the consciousness that brings the molecules together. Well, same thing for a dollar bill, same thing for an angel, same thing for you, same thing for me. Tell me who's wrong again and bad. Tell me who's less.
If you look at it that way, nothing really.
Right.
I mean, that could have to do with competition.
Yep.
It's all energy.
Yep.
It can get broken up the same way a molecule can, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That could have to do with resentment.
Bye-bye.
That could have to do with betrayal.
Yes.
Wow, those things are heavy, right?
Really heavy.
Right?
But once you have
lies,
the tool, you just unlock them.
Heavy lies. Lies are heavy, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about those tools, applying the tools of Access Consciousness and breaking up the energy that you've given, the judgment around something like being lied to, betrayal, whatever, it dissipates it.
It dissipates it and changes your point of view. And in other words, your point of view about it goes away. Like I had a lady I was working with the other day, and she was so jealous because her husband, he was gone and hadn't called her or something and blah, blah, blah. And we did 3 minutes of work, and I'm like, how do you feel? She went, oh, wow, that was crazy. None of that was even my stuff. I learned it. And I was like, wow, that's cool. Because one of the tools is to ask this question, who does this belong to?
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one. You'll learn that in the class.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. I got lost here. It's a few minutes left before the end of the show. And I want to make sure that you guys get this opportunity because it is a $250 value that has been reduced down to $100 to make it affordable for you and a wonderful way to donate to the station, ask the volunteers in the phone room if you could do a $10 a month, break it down into payments, and then guess what you get? Enormous value. A lifetime of change. Not only does this apply to money, guess what? It's all the same thing. It's energy. It's just what we were talking about just there. It's about breaking up the frequency and the heaviness and the judgments that you've put on things that have been placed on you by other people, or that you signed up for a long time ago, or that that came in through different judgments around the world. Just take it off. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Give it up to Jesus. Praise be, Jesus. Thank you. You know, I mean, whatever it takes.
It's got to be light. It's got to be fun. It's got to have a great energy to it. All right, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And I really am grateful for you and for Access Consciousness donating this to us because it gives people the opportunity to access freedom, and that is what it is all about. When you look at people's main values in life, it usually boils down to freedom.
Yeah, truly.
It's one of the reasons we live in this country, and that's odd. But 818-985-KPFK, what judgment did I have there? 818.
That could have been an awareness.
$8.33 a month. All right, I can't add. That doesn't matter. I can't divide. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. I love that you guys are getting this. I love that you're calling. I love that this is here to empower you because that's why I'm here. Because I love it when people get it. When they click on and they go, wait, this feels light to me. And you know if it does. You know if this sounds to you that's something that will resonate with your frequency. You know that this piques your curiosity. There's also, as we talked about earlier in the show, there is a frequency and energy that is not from here. It's a lightness that comes in through these loops, these clearing loops, and it's infused with the question that will help you unravel judgments that you've made that are old, and then all of that kind of implodes and breaks up density that you have around money, energy, relationships, whatever it is, whatever it is.
Yes.
So, health.
Yes. Money, relationships, health, all of it. See, your body ends up being a conglomeration of your points of view over time. And as you change your points of view, which is what this does dynamically, you have a point of view you want to change because your point of view creates your reality. Reality doesn't create your point of view. So if you have a point of view you want to change your reality, it's amazing how your body changes at the same time. Mm. I mean, I literally took a lady who was in bent over back pain, 9 or 10 out of 10, could not even straighten up. And in 15 minutes, it was totally gone.
I do love that you are so beautifully humble, but I have seen you do some incredible miracles in life. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So you really up to amazing things. I know it's not a small task for you. You are up to changing this here world. And it's really great to know you.
Right back at you, my dear. We're on the same path, apparently.
Fun to create together.
Yeah.
818-985-KPFK. So this, I mean, it's just a for real, truly authentic, wonderful energy. And Access Consciousness is also there's so much to offer there where you could just listen for hours and days and really dig into this entire concept of clearing. And then it's something that becomes a part of you. It's not something that you go to and learn and study. You get it. It just becomes a part of you.
Yeah.
All right. So now, once again, what we're talking about, I haven't even mentioned this for a while, is there is a class that you're going to get. It's a $100 donation to the station. There's a MP3 downloads of all of this. So you need to make sure that you give the volunteers in the phone room your email. And you will get the downloads of the class. It's called Finally Really Changing Your Problem with Money Processing. So you get to, these are downloads, and there's verbal processes on there. There's clearing statements on there that you listen to them while you sleep. You can listen to them during the day. You can turn them down and have your unconscious mind listen. If you're working on busy work at the computer, just put them on your headphones and turn it down and just work away whatever the busy work is. And it just starts to unravel your belief systems. And all of a sudden, and this has happened to me, all of a sudden I'll stop and I'll go, oh my God, I had that judgment. And I couldn't hear it for the first hour. And then I got it.
Right.
And then I went, really? I really thought that was somebody else. That's me. Oh my God. So the number is 818-985-KPFK. And this is a startup kit around changing your relationship with money. And it has to do with any type of thing that has to do with energy. It's money, it's relationship, it's health. All of it's talked about in this class as well. So 818-985-KPFK. And we're going to keep this going for, we've got 4 more minutes. Let's give these phone calls, keep these phone calls going here. 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735. We have 2 minutes. Sorry about that. Keep the phone lines ringing. love and appreciate your donations to the station. And this is the premium that gives back to you. This is something that gives back to you in such a huge way. It's a releasing of energy. It's an unraveling of energy. And because you guys listening are so attuned to this frequency or any type of, you've been listening to The Aware Show for 10 years. When I run into you guys out in the street, I love it. You say, oh, I've been listening since before you had your baby. So cool. She's 10. So, stay with me. And you know that whatever I talk about on this radio show, I've vetted out, tried myself, dived into, had resistance to, and then got over. And then I bring it to you. So I go through all of that first. So, all right, number 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. Great. We've been extended for another couple of minutes because the phone lines are all lit up right now. So if you got a busy signal and you just called, call us back. There goes one line that just opened. Call us, 818-985-KPFK. Someone's going to answer that line in just a second. Okay, good. There, another one just opened now, so give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Thank you so much, Dr. Dane here.
Lisa, it is truly a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing such awareness to people, you know?
Yeah.
Truly a kindred spirit and an amazing gift.
It's our job together.
Right? Exactly.
It's a good thing. All right. And the number here again, 818-985-KPFK. Make sure to give your email address to the volunteers in the phone room. You will get a downloadable link that you just download super easy. You don't have to go through 57 steps. Super easy. I downloaded it onto my phone. So I just emailed it to myself, opened it up on my phone, and then downloaded the link from my phone. That's how you would never know I'm like not tech savvy. So that's what I did. I downloaded it onto my phone, and I just listen with my headphones before I'm going to sleep. Sometimes I'll listen during traffic, which is a great place to listen if you are just not wanting to listen to commercial radio. You can listen to these downloads instead. All right.
And if you want to get over killing people.
Yeah,
I mean wanting to kill
road
people, not actually killing them. Yes.
Yeah, this is a wonderful way to... Oh, man, the energy is beautiful. All right. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys. This is here for you again. And I love you and I appreciate you. And I will invite you to stay aware.